Hello. Hi. It's me again. Haven't we been here before, but with a different name? Oh, yeah. So, hello. Maybe you've heard me before, and maybe you were a fan, or maybe you just like to cringe listen. Or maybe you just stumbled over here and thought, what is this hot mess? Okay, so, before, I was Aurel Illusions. Before that, I was Illusions underscore of. Yes, I like the word illusions. It is a word that has always appealed to me for a few reasons, mostly because I like to write and I like wordplay. And writing is something I'm going to be doing more of in the near future. But onward, we are talking about voice stuff. Talky-talky, moany-moany. I deleted my account recently. Why? Yeah. Okay. All right. Sometimes I panic. And sometimes I let that panic feed all of my worst thoughts and all of my worst inclinations. And I let myself spiral into a place where I just want to run away. And I let the panic rule me. It's not something I wish to repeat ever, ever again. Will I panic again? Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Almost definitely. I'm a human. And like most humans, I'm going to panic sometimes. Things are going to be hard sometimes. But I am trying like heck not to let that panic rule me again. Not like that. I don't really want to get into the elements of what caused the panic and why my response to it was deleting my account, but I will say this. I am working on it harder than I ever have before. I love making audios. I love making audios. I love connecting with you, with all of you. Other performers, listeners, people who like to cringe listen, and this entire community makes me feel all marshmallowy and gooey with so much love and acceptance and creativity and, I mean, sexiness, of course. When I panicked this time, well, it was bad. It wasn't good. The difference is, as I was in the throes of that panic, I was held and comforted. Some of that was with some of you, some of my friends here, and I hope that you know who you are. But also, my master, he held me through the night while I cried and flailed and I wallowed in the muck of panic and self-loathing and a lot of pain. And it was having him hold me and opening myself to let him do that was very difficult for me. The entire thing was horribly painful, but also beautiful and heartbreaking and shattering, but in the best way. And once I was done with my flailing and crying and wailing, much gnashing of teeth, once I was past the worst of it, of course he spanked my ass so red I couldn't sit for a couple of days. It's how some of us learn. So, you know what? I am grateful. I'm so grateful because he loved me enough and cared about me enough that he would not let me run away from something that I love so much. And he held me and he kept me safe. And he encouraged me to return. And I have returned, stronger, in his collar, held and safe and loved and more open. Less self-editing is my motto for every moment. But I'm here so that I can share what I love with all of you, hopefully better than ever. So thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting in whatever way you do. I love you. And there are lots of reasons I do this, but I do really love hearing from you and connecting with you. So don't be a stranger. Thanks.